Welcome back to Reddit Stories You Cannot Believe Are Real. Today, my guests are Courtney and Damien.
Hello.
So, the theme today is relatively about roommates. Mm. And roommate stories, we've had them before. They're always shocking, unbelievable. They're just fascinating. And Damien, you and I used to be roommates forever ago, so I'm curious if we're going to relate to this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
We were the protagonists.
We were the good roommates. All right, here we go. First story. Am I the asshole for moving my roommate's insulin out of the way?
Off to an awesome start.
Off to an awesome start. So this is a 27-year-old man. So my roommate, a 23-year-old woman, is a type 1 diabetic, and she stores her insulin in the refrigerator. I decided to throw a huge surprise party for my best friend, a 28-year-old man, this weekend. I knew the party would be a massive hit, and I was super excited to see the look on his face when he walked in. To make the party unforgettable, I ordered a giant custom-made ice cream cake, which needed to be kept in the fridge. When I got home with the cake, I realized there wasn't enough room in the fridge for it. My roommate wasn't home, so I couldn't ask her if I could rearrange her stuff. I saw her insulin, and I thought it would be no big deal if I took it out for a few hours while the party was going on, just to make room for the cake. I mean, I didn't think she would need it during the party since she wasn't even invited. Anyway, my roommate came home unexpectedly during the party, noticed her insulin was missing, and absolutely freaked out. She started yelling at me in front of all of my guests, making a scene and totally ruining the vibe. She went on this whole rant about how this type of insulin spoils quickly at room temperature or something. And she made a big scene of throwing it all out. I looked it up, and I'm 90% sure she was exaggerating. She had to take some. Emergency insulin she keeps in her room and left the party visibly upset. Now everyone's telling me I'm the asshole for taking her insulin out of the fridge, even though it was only for a few hours. I think she overreacted, and it's not my fault she came home early. Am I the asshole? It's not her fault she came home early to find out what you did? Anyways.
Oh my God.
So I've only been on one other episode of this show, and I haven't used this card yet. This is 100% fake.
You think?
There's no way. Because think about the size of a cake and the size of a fridge, even if we're talking mini fridge. My dad was a diabetic, right? So there was insulin in the fridge. Maybe syringes are separate. Maybe it comes in the syringe. He didn't take out the ketchup.
Yeah.
He didn't take out one thing of soda. There is no way in the size of a fridge that he's like, this tiny one thing has to be the thing that moves to make room for the cake.
Do we know how much insulin there was?
A month's supply is just like a bottle.
Well, she had to take emergency insulin, which means I think like...
What does that mean? Does she have a fridge in her room? I'm serious. Like, that's why I think this is fake.
I don't know. I mean, look, we don't know. We never can know if they're fake or real or not.
That's true.
But let's just run with the idea of it being real.
Okay.
It is insane.
Sure.
Yeah.
As taken as real... That's insane to do, mm-hmm. right?
Like, of course.
And I would say what makes them an asshole is even if it doesn't spoil fast, it's like you still didn't know that for sure mm-hmm. when you made that decision.
Yeah, I mean, this person clearly doesn't know much about like any medication that needs to be refrigerated. Like I worked at a pharmacy, and you have to be serious about it. Even if you think you're 90% sure that they're exaggerating, that it might be fine. What if it wasn't? Then that's like that person, you put that person's health aside for a cake that probably, unless it was like an ice cream cake, would have needed to be, you know, or like it's a party. Did you not have a cooler where you could put other stuff?
Yeah.
Like, and you couldn't even text this person? Like, I'm so shocked.
That's wild.
Yeah, but I will say, it seems impossible to be real. There are people who are just the right amount of dumb and the right amount of
selfish
mm-hmm.
to do this.
Yeah.
Here's the wild thing about this to me too. Say for instance it is real. I've had situations with roommates that I like didn't always get along with, but like they would use one of my pans or something.
Mm-hmm.
Say for instance they cleaned it with the wrong thing. I come back and the Teflon's all chipped off and you'll have the conversation of like, hey, I'm sorry to do this, but you kind of botched the pan. They're like, all right, I'll replace it. Like even if someone is a jerk, if they're like, hey, you ruined my thing, you didn't know it, but you ruined my thing, they'll usually be like, I can at least understand mm-hmm. that. For this person to be like, okay, well, I Googled your medication.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, and the whole, like, I'm 90% sure she's exaggerating. Like, it's just like, dude, come on, man. And she said something, and she ruined the whole vibe. It's like, bro, come on.
No way.
So the OP responded to a bunch of people and commented a bunch of stuff, and someone summed it all up, and they go, OP's comments have all been removed by the moderator, it looks like. But he left one saying that they didn't have fridges in historical times, and diabetics were fine. For historical context, if you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes prior to the 1920s or so, you would almost certainly be dead within 3 months. He also seemed convinced somehow that insulin is essentially just a vial of sugar water. If this is real, Jesus tap dancing Christ, he's a moron. I mean, if this person's in the comments arguing with people, this might be real and this person might be that stupid.
Yeah, or just like that. They might. How old is OP?
27. This is the thing though. Look, it's okay to be stupid. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I use that as a comeback all the time.
It's okay to be stupid. It's okay to not understand how most medications work. All you have to understand is just really like, hey, whatever their rules are for their medications, follow that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, that's to stay in the fridge. That's for their life. Okay, fine. I don't understand how it works. I don't get it, mm-hmm. but I will keep it there. But that's the breaks. Like, yeah. You know,
it's possible OP like removed a bunch of other stuff out of the fridge too, but it was the insulin that they're talking about. I just still can't get past not even trying to call or text and ask or looking up like this precise stuff or like you said, taking out like, fuck it, the milk. Like, I don't know.
I imagine maybe they're in a rush and they just took out some stuff, set it there, and like didn't, I bet they didn't even think
that's
about it.
That's the right. only
I think
way
they just,
I
think they just
real.
Grabbed stuff out and they just put it out, and then later we're like, oh shit, I took out his insulin.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, well, whatever.
But then we're dealing with another scenario where they are so unable to recognize making a mistake and taking accountability
right.
for that. Like, for me to sleep well tonight, this has to be fake, and if it's not, if this
it
person is around,
be.
They could be breeding. They could be, we gotta stop this.
Yeah.
They're clearly throwing parties.
yes, someone else commented, ah yes, ruining the party's vibe because the medicine that keeps you alive was ruined is a real bummer. And someone said, expensive medicine. Insurance won't cover the replacement.
Yeah.
No. Mine is $800 per bottle without insurance.
Yep.
OP better be ready to pay up.
Yeah, I hope. I you know, I would be interested to see if this was ever on Reddit or updates later of like, am I the asshole for not giving my roommate $800?
It is recent. It's somewhat recent, but no update.
I truly like wouldn't feel safe living with someone like that.
Hell no. Oh, I mean, if this went down as they said, there's no way they're still living together.
No.
Oh, I would get.
Because at the very least, like maybe the person whose insulin expired would have said like, "Hey, you need to pay me back for this," and the other person would have been like, "No, screw it, absolutely not, no." Like,
oh, that's an ender.
Ender's game right there.
And I'm glad that she made a scene in the party.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even making a scene; she was reacting. Validly about what happened, and I'm glad everyone saw and thought that he was an asshole. I love that for him.
But that's his friends, unfortunately. They're probably just like, whoa, that was crazy back there.
Everyone was calling him an asshole.
Everyone's telling him the asshole. So everyone at the party saw that and was like, bro, why'd you do that? Like, I guess there was another comment, like there was some more context in the comments that it was a shared fridge and there was one shelf for this roommate with their stuff there. So like, it looks like he didn't want to take out any of his stuff.
Because he has to keep his beer cold or whatever.
Yeah,
for the
probably
party.
Had a lot of stuff for the party, so he probably was just like, oh, all my roommate stuff goes out.
Wow.
Awful person.
Man.
Let's move on, because that we're starting off with a pretty
super clear
horrible asshole. Let's see if it gets topped.
Never been washed, horrible asshole. Stinky.
The grossest asshole.
Stinky.
Okay. Next story. Am I the asshole for sleeping naked on top of the covers to teach my flatmate's girlfriend a lesson?
So for context, I've heard this one before, so all I'm gonna do is make this face while you're reading it the whole time.
Okay, I have not read this one, so let's see. New to Reddit, please bear with. So I, 21, guy, live with my childhood best friend, 22, also a guy, and have done for 2 years now, and have been for 2 years now. Up until last week, things were perfect between us. However, he recently got a new girlfriend, 23, lady, and she honestly seems absolutely great except for one thing. She seemingly has a complete aversion to knocking. She and I have quite a lot in common, and I actually like spending time with her. However, it bugs the hell out of me when she just barges into my room without knocking first. Now, she's never walked in on me doing anything untoward. I'm usually just chilling on my bed or studying at my desk. However, on at least 7 separate occasions now, she's done it first thing in the morning to ask if I want coffee. I sleep naked. Every time prior to the last one, I've been under the covers and she hasn't seen anything. I always point out that she could have, and she just giggles and says, but I didn't. When she stayed over last week, in order to make my point, I intentionally slept on top of the covers. Sure enough, she barges in at 7 a.m., begins to ask if I want coffee, and sees my you-know-what. She immediately backed out of the room and didn't speak to me for the rest of the day. My mate later pulled me aside and said I was bang out of order, accused me of deliberately exposing myself, and pointed out that I'd threatened to do it before. I literally just said, okay, but what if I had no covers and you saw everything before? They're now framing this to others that I'm some sick creep who intentionally got naked and lay in wait for her because that's how I get my rocks off. And I'm kind of seeing how it came off that way. Am I the asshole for doing this?
Okay.
Well, look, before we get into more details on this, I will say, like, you should knock. Like, that's that in a roommate situation, that is their private property. That's their home.
Yeah, you should knock. Especially if they've made a comment about, like, hey, you could have, like, hey, you should knock.
Yeah, it's just like, that to me is trespassing. Like, that's...
Yeah, but at the same time, he literally was like, these guys are acting like I purposefully slept naked and waited for this. That is exactly what you did.
He did do that.
He did, in fact.
And it wasn't to get your physical rocks off, but it was to get your mental rocks off because you wanted to prove her wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you did.
It's a tough situation because I think they're kind of both assholes. Like, obviously you should knock. Like, when someone is setting a boundary with you multiple times and you're not respecting that boundary, you are in the wrong there. And I understand him wanting to be like proving a point. I get that. But it's not like, oh, your cake fell down the disposal because you didn't listen to me. Like, oops, that's my point. It's like, well, your genitals were exposed to that person who didn't want to see that. Like,
And there were steps. Like, there were steps that could have been taken.
Yeah. So, you know, as always with Reddit stories, we don't have a lot of context. We only have what they've written. He never says that he told them, please don't, like, barge into my room. Please knock. Mm. He doesn't explicitly say that he had that talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
He could have sat down and been like, hey, it really makes me uncomfortable when you barge into my room without knocking. He didn't say that.
He kind of went straight for the nuclear option.
Yeah, and that... You know, that does leave the possibility open of, like, is he just looking for this crazy thing to do? Like, I we don't know. But, look, are you an asshole for barging into someone's room without knocking multiple times? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I need to more information on if he told them, please don't.
This sounds to me like someone who is, frankly, oblivious and, like, was in the right originally, wanted to find a way to get back at them, but did something that is, like, unfortunately, like, it does paint you in a pretty bad light, and it's, like, you have now exposed yourself knowing full well that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, like, beyond that, with the privacy thing, like, you know, we've talked about personal roommate stuff. I had a roommate before who had a girlfriend who was, like, very immature, and so, like, I would sometimes be in my room and I would just hear a knock at the door. And so, like, she would knock and that was nice. But, like, I'm very to myself and I would open up the door. I'd be like, hey. And she'd be like, hi. And I'd be like, hi. And she'd be like, how are you? I'm like, good. Just sort of hanging out in my room. And she's like, okay. Well, I just want to say hey. And I was like, okay. And, like, even that is, like, she didn't do anything wrong, but it was just kind of like, hey, what the fuck was that back there?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I don't know you.
Right.
You're my roommate's girlfriend, and you guys are going to go hang out. Like, why are you here?
Sure. We have some comments here. So Reddit declared not the asshole. And they said, not the asshole. She knew it was a risk when she barged in. How is she not the pervert? Also, have you considered getting a lock? He responded saying, considered it. Unfortunately, the lease doesn't allow it. Other comments point out, like, there are other forms of locks without getting a lock.
Yeah.
Like, there are other ways you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to, though.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, it just really feels like it doesn't, like, there's so many steps. It's not that hard to even just go to the boyfriend, the roommate, and be like, hey, your girlfriend keeps walking in on me knowing that I sleep naked. It's inappropriate. Don't you think that's weird? And then leave it to him to figure it out. But like,
yeah, the other comment that we have here is, not the asshole. I actually think it's pretty funny this is the way you chose to make your point. You deserve your privacy, and she obviously isn't respecting that. If you told her before and she just shrugged it off, then maybe a little shock and real-life demonstration is what she needed in order to get the point across. Also, screw those people. You didn't expose yourself to her. She exposed herself to you by barging into your private space after being warned already. You have every right to be naked in the privacy of your own room. Now, this is Reddit. This is definitely a Reddit response. Reddit... can be that way. I definitely am more on the side with you guys of feeling like I really need to know, frankly, with this one, I need to know way more context. Yeah. Like,
it's touchy. It's touchy because, like, first of all, she exposed herself to your exposure. Like,
it's like,
a lot of actual criminals would try to use that as an excuse when they're actually trying to flash people. Like, I think, like I said, he chose to sleep above the covers. And I feel like the only way that this would have been actually funny and in any way slightly a method of fixing the problem is if he multiple times spoke to both of the other people in the situation saying, please do not come into my room. Like, I don't know. I think I disagree with Reddit.
Yeah.
I think he skipped a few steps. He skipped a few steps. Like, I would have personally been like, hey, you have violated my privacy a few times, so just letting you know, from here on out, I will be sleeping naked above the covers. If you come into my room, you are going to see me naked.
That's totally fair.
Just so you know.
Right.
And also, like, I do, so first, again, wrong of him to expose himself to her because he did end up doing that. How thick is that door? Hey, you want coffee? That's it.
Yep.
Is it like 5 inches of steel?
It feels like there is like a huge lack.
I think that there's so many Reddit stories.
What's she doing?
There's so many Reddit stories that we read where I'm like, I think 90% of this is missing.
It's an untrustworthy narrator.
Yeah.
You're just like,
that, and this is one of them.
A lot is left to like fill in the gaps with your own bias.
It definitely reads to me as, you know, whether it's aged well or not. It sounds like a premise of a Friends episode.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have aged well.
Oh, this is textbook Joey.
Yeah.
Textbook Joey.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Anyways, all right, so moving on. This next one, we're moving on to something a little more simple, I guess you could say.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense. all right, next one. This came from Legal Advice.
Uh-oh.
So you know it's real good.
Buckle up, buttercup.
No. I'm hungry.
Damien, I'm curious if you'll be able to help us out with this one. I'm curious.
Why me specifically?
I don't know.
You pay attention better.
Not lately. No, my meds have covered up all my OCD symptoms, which is what made me focus on shit. Now the ADHD is left and I'm just toast.
Oh, well, we're all fucked then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go. Roommate exposed us to toxic radon gas.
That's why.
Okay. I, a 26-year-old female, live in a 2-bedroom apartment with my 19-year-old male roommate. My roommate has a collection of clocks and old electronics he keeps in a case in his bedroom. I received my radon detector from a friend 3 days ago. He had high radon levels, 5 picocuries per liter of air, which I guess is a lot, in his house, but got it mitigated and now it's down below 1 and wanted to give it to me as he didn't need it anymore. I turn it on and after the warm-up period, see that it's reading 224 picocuries, not 2.24, in the main room. I move it to my bedroom, close to his, and it's maxing out at over 500 in my bedroom. My apartment lobby reads at around 3.5. I did some research and the radium clocks do emit radon, but not nearly enough to cause that big of a spike in radon levels. I questioned him when he gets back from work and he panics a bit and tells me that he has around 13.5 millicuries of radium. He shows me the cabinet and there's a vial of radium paint, a lot of shavings in glass jars, lots and lots of clocks and gauges, what he calls Soviet radium scales, old U.S. Army radium discs, and other items with radium. It's obvious how the apartment was contaminated, and I worry the radon is leaching into the rest of the apartments. He's been here and had his collection for over a year. Levels this high are basically unheard of and can cause cancer with ease. So I'm worried I might lose my life over this. Obviously, this isn't my landlord's fault, it's the roommate. So what do I even do here? Does something like this break the lease and get my roommate and all his radium kicked out? Can I sue him if I get lung cancer out of this? What is my next step?
Oh my gosh.
I think that'd be criminal negligence.
I think that's pretty bad.
Yes.
Are you, I don't know this stuff. Are you legally allowed to own that stuff?
Like, probably not.
I think criminal negligence is a great way to put it because it is not that hard to have not even close to that much radium in your apartment. That's a normal
human. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it's really hard for me. I open up cabinets and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to put my radium in here.
Yeah.
Like,
oh no, I accidentally bought more radium. Oh no, oh my God, I bought millions of more radium.
Why isn't my Roku working? Oh, it's just a bunch of radium.
And he's 19. Obviously, I'd be livid if someone had this.
That's
Thank God she randomly got like a meter for this.
That's
like,
the universe.
Or she would have
never
known. We have some comments here. He said millicuries and not microcuries. Are you sure? If it was millicuries, you need to stay far away from that cabinet if it's not lined with lead, including whatever is the opposite side of the wall. At that point, you're looking at a significant source of gamma radiation on top of the radon hazard. Does he have a Geiger counter? You need to report
Geiger,
this stuff now. That's an absurd amount of radium to have lying around. OP responded, from my research, he'd be over 13.5 microcuries after his first 14 clocks, since it looks like each one of those is one microcurie. So I'd assume it's millicuries. Most of the items are in lead containers. He took them out to show me, which is how I know about the full collection. The clocks and gauges aren't, though. He does have a Geiger counter and told me the dose rate a foot from the cabinet is barely above background. Clearly, the lead and plastic bags aren't blocking out the radon, though.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else, clearly there's a lot of experts here in Reddit. In legal advice, you have to put what state you're in. So someone said, well, you can call the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality and or the federal EPA and ask what to do. Be prepared to move out immediately, as it's not far-fetched for your apartment to be declared a hazardous waste site. Oof. You are not going to be held to your lease if this happens. Do not suggest to your roommate that he throw this stuff out in the trash. You can't even throw out old smoke detectors. So the likelihood that he can safely throw this stuff out is zero. He certainly cannot do so legally. OP responded, if the apartment is destroyed by the radiation, will I be in trouble or will he have to pay for all the damages? Someone said, you are probably going to want to contact the Radiological Assessment Program, which is part of the Nuclear Emergency Support Team.
You know.
The Radiological Assistance Program is the nation's premier first responder organization for assessing radiological incidents. RAP advises federal, that's what it says, RAP. Local and tribal public safety officials, first responders, and law enforcement personnel on steps to protect public health and safety or the environment during incidents involving radioactive materials.
We need a tribe called Quest.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're here.
We need them now.
We need them here.
Oh my goodness.
So there is an update.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's go.
I forgot about this throwaway account. I figured I should update this post. The day after I made this post, I slept in my car. The next day, I went in wearing an N95 mask. I can't get vaccinated for medical reasons, so I carry them around to get my stuff and leave. 19-year-old man was gone. His radiation detector on the kitchen table. I don't know where he was, but I didn't care. Using his radiation detector, I was able to figure out the actual dose rate in my bedroom. 70 microsieverts an hour on my bed, 350 times over the natural background. So bad. Using some of the resources I was PM'd, I calculated around 1.1 sievert per year, adding up the excess radiation and the radon. Considering the background is somewhere around 0.005 sieverts per year, that's pretty damn bad. I then entered my roommate's room to document exactly what he had in case my landlord wanted to blame me. The radiation detector began alarming. I took pictures of the cabinet. When I placed the detector inside it, it went into overload, so I couldn't see the dose rate. For legal reasons, I will not be sharing the photos of the cabinet. Finally, I tested my belongings for radiation. While there was a slightly detectable level from what I learned, Radon daughters decay completely after 40 days, okay. And I never got a reading over 0.5 microsieverts per hour. So it sounds like her stuff wasn't too
bad.
That's
good.
I texted my landlord that I was leaving and terminating my lease due to the radiation hazard. Attached the pictures I took, grabbed everything I could, including his radiation detector. I shouldn't have done this from a legal standpoint, but I wanted to be safe, and left for my mom's place. I made it there safely and immediately showered. I don't know what happened to my roommate, and I don't care. If I was exposed to one sievert of radiation, which seems correct, I have a 5.5% chance of dying from this. I have a damn good chance of making it out alive, and that's what matters. I'm as safe as I can get. This will be my only update. Whoa.
That's crazy.
Holy absolutely shit. That absurd. Guy could be going to prison.
Should be.
Yeah.
There's no way all of that was legal.
How the fuck do you get that much stuff?
And what's the... Why? Why? Yeah, why not? Is it older? Well, this guy is going to gain in value over time.
If that's her exposure, what's his exposure?
Yeah, like, he's sleeping next to that.
Bro,
yeah.
And he's like holding it and shit.
Like he glows in the dark.
Yeah, for sure. Why did you think I specifically would know more about
it? I don't know. I just feel like you know random facts about like, I feel like you would know like, oh, radiation stuff. I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, then let's get into it then. I have some uranium glass. Uranium glass is known for being radioactive. However, the particles that it fires off more or less stop after about 6 inches and then like literally fall to the ground and decay. And mine is behind glass. Also, it is mostly radioactive when chipped or scratched or whatever. I have stuff from the 30s in good condition. It is well made, but it is probably more like radioactive than other things would be, so I don't drink out of it or anything. Sure. It is a nice little display. And yes, it's bright green and see-through. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
But like a bunch of radium clocks, like I have a tea set. That's it. I'm all set. Yeah. I'm fine. Behind glass.
Well, this guy, clearly he's a hobbyist in the worst way possible.
Yeah, I don't understand because all of this stuff is like, this sounds like the worst hobby ever.
Yeah.
Radiation aside, like it's like, this is stuff that you can't look at, mm-hmm. have to keep inside of a case. That could, well, radiation not aside, that could kill you. Like, I don't, and you, it's like, I would rather have Legos that I can't even play with. You know what I mean?
This is like the inanimate object version of Tiger King.
So someone who works in this field in radiation, in a year, will potentially get 50 microsieverts in a year.
How much did she get?
She got 70 on her bed.
Oh.
So she is getting more in a day than a professional gets in a year. That's rough.
Honestly, I think OP should be super psyched because she's going to be She-Hulk, probably.
The green part, I think it's some part of the disclosure.
They said gamma radiation.
I know, of course.
I can't not say
I thought
something.
Of Hulk too, but it's...
Look, we're no, all it's for, always it's, thinking of the Hulk.
It's very actually She-Hulk.
So we've now had two roommate stories where the roommate tried to kill the OP.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say tried.
Yeah.
Flashing someone doesn't kill them.
No, the insulin.
No, I'm kidding.
That was... So do you think Ninja Turtle radiation roommate is worse than insulin roommate?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Because insulin roommate, one incidence.
Both are least, idiots. It's
both are, oh, yeah. But radiation person, like, they are... They're doing this. They're a supervillain.
It's awful hard to like give someone cancer. Like just like it's not usually like an action that you're like, I'm sorry, I gave you cancer.
Oh my God.
That's so true. It's like, damn.
Like the insulin thing sucks, and that's gonna cost money and time. It's gonna be a headache.
And it could have been bad.
It could have been very bad.
It could have been very bad. But this person did. It's, it is.
They
this
don't
is
make like greeting cards for
this
that.
This might be the only way I know of that you could do it and without someone knowing.
Yeah.
Like this is crazy.
You Munchausen's by proxy, cancer
gamma
into your roommate.
Into someone.
Yeah,
that's fucking
crazy.
That's wild.
All right.
I've been feeding you lead paint for years.
I know. It's delicious. Okay, boy, crazy stuff. On to the next one. Here we go. Maybe this one will be a little less crazy, you know? So this comes from our bad roommates.
Oh.
A new subreddit that we found. Roommate justified eating my steaks by pointing out that he thought I wasn't going to eat the food anytime soon. Plus, I got yelled at for touching my own food. what is this, Terrace House?
I was. Oh, this the
for the people who watch Terrace House.
I don't know.
Okay.
Courtney, you get it.
My house has a detached garage, which has a chest freezer that I bought. The garage for us is just for storage space since the garage doorway aren't big enough for our vehicles. Anyways, last year I bought freezer beef from the butcher shop and of course stuffed it away in my chest freezer. My roommate also happens to use the chest freezer and he tends to stuff his frozen foods into it. Space tends to get limited, but we've never really had an issue. Until this incident happened. The steaks were in low supply, and I think I was down to two of them. Well, I planned on having some for supper, so I decided to head home from the gym to start thawing the steaks. Well, that didn't exactly happen because they were already on the counter thawing. I verified they were mine by checking the name on the seal, and yep, they belonged to me. I didn't give it much thought. After all, I assumed my roommate was being nice to me. But I can't eat two ribeye steaks, so I tossed one in the fridge freezer. Roommate hears the commotion and comes down the stairs. He sees that I'm looking over the steak and just sharply asks, "What are you doing?" I look up and simply thank him for setting steaks out for me. He gave me a look like I had kicked his dog, and he replied with, "This isn't a charity. I have a dinner guest coming over." I was puzzled and asked why he's eating my food, and he replied with, "Because you weren't going to." I defended myself by mentioning that I ate through nearly 14 packages of steak from an entire cow in the span of 1 year, so I was definitely eating them. That didn't sway him, and so I decided I'd ignore him and started to cut open the seal. He screams at me, "I hope you washed your hands for touching the food I'm going to eat." I replied with, "Did you buy it?" Him, "Does that matter?" I gave a sinister grin and said, "Yeah, but just a little though." Anyways, he had to explain to his dinner guest why he had to grill his own burgers versus promising a steak dinner. Lol. Overhearing their conversation, me repossessing my food makes me a tremendous dickhead. Lol. Damn. That's some gall that roommate
has. Yeah.
I feel like this is another one where there's got to be some missing.
Fake?
No, I don't think it's fake. I think there's got to be some missing pieces.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's so cut and dry.
It's
obvious.
Very
like, my roommate stole my food and got mad at me. It's like, what else? Because, like.
This isn't an Am I the Asshole story. So he's not asking if he's in the wrong or not. He's just talking. He's just posting in Bad Roommates, just being like, "This is my bad roommate."
I will say I don't like the way this person writes.
Okay.
They use the word tend too much.
I think both of these guys are sassy as hell. Because they're just like, "I hope you wash your hands for the steaks that you're going to eat." Yeah, it only matters just a little, though. It's like, wow, you guys,
yeah.
You watch Mean Girls.
Does that matter?
Lot?
Just a little.
I smirked as I posed really awesome. Two people peered in the window and clapped.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But no, like. I don't want to glance past this. He's like, "We tend to store our beef there. It tends to get a little full." Mm-hmm. We tend to do, I'm like.
I think he just likes the word. I don't know.
Well,
I
tender feel, beef.
First of all, they have a serial killer freezer in their garage.
That's
weird.
True.
But that's just like, it feels very, this person who, if this is all true, it feels like this person, I don't even know. Maybe they were acting that way because their guest was over and they were trying to like, be, because that just sounded very like arrogant and
it's definitely. Look, there are people who are this arrogant.
They said that they were like, "My steaks were nowhere to be found." So these are the last two steaks for sure.
The last two steaks.
And he checked the seal and his name was on. Like he put his name on them. Like that's what's crazy.
I'm trying to find what's missing though, because like I could see a world if there were more steaks. The roommate was like, "Hey, I took these out specifically for my guest. I've already put 2 hours of thawing into it. Can I pay you back with different steaks
he
later?"
He said these are the last two steaks.
These are the last two steaks. And he's like, "No, these are mine." And
have you guys ever had roommates eat your food?
I've had it happen twice. Once I returned from a trip, and I don't drink anymore at all, but I at one point had a very nice bottle of whiskey that was kind of hard to find. And I noticed that like when I came back from a trip, it was like a quarter gone.
Ooh.
And that's a lot for
that
a very
is.
Nice bottle of whiskey. And so I had asked my roommate, I was like, "Hey, not trying to be accusatory, but like, did you have any of my whiskey?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, I had a glass one night." And I was like, "Well, it's kind of, you know, please in the future, like don't take my stuff."
Yeah.
Is your glass a measuring cup?
Yeah, it was huge. And so that was the unfortunate.
I just had a glass.
Yeah.
I had a glass of it.
I hold up a match and the house explodes. So like relating it back to this, like it was expensive whiskey. It wasn't even opened yet. And like knowing him, I think he probably mixed it with stuff too. So it's like he didn't even appreciate
it. But
you
think maybe he thought you weren't gonna touch it?
No, I think it was during a time in my life where I would regularly have a nice small glass of whiskey and sure. be like, it would be the one thing I enjoyed and mm-hmm. is a nightly ritual thing. Like some people have their beer, I would have a whiskey mm-hmm. or something yeah. and be like, oh, this is my sipping drink. So I would definitely have it.
That's crazy. It's something I can't fathom. And it's, you know, we also get stories of people at work taking other people's lunches. Mm-hmm. And I'm just how does that cross people's mind?
I think those are people that are very used to the mom fairy of just mm-hmm. They don't have a sense of responsibility or how it truly impacts other people. Like taking this lunch, it doesn't feel like it's a big deal to me. I'm just pulling a piece of thing out of a fridge. But it's no, that was someone's meal. That was someone's nutrition.
It's insane.
100%.
Yeah.
I will say I have had the other way around though. And I feel like I went about this the right way. But I've had situations with if a roommate bought a pack of six frozen breakfast sandwiches mm-hmm. and I'm in the house and I'm in a rush and I'm exhausted and I take one of those breakfast sandwiches and I eat it, I would immediately tell the roommate the next day, hey, I know you bought six. I took one of them. It was a last minute situation. I'm going to buy the next box. I'll make sure you get mm-hmm. as many as you were owed plus one. That's a fair trade. And mm-hmm. then we had a roommate one time where we threw a birthday party for me. And the roommate approached me the day after and was like, hey, I had two beers in the fridge and it looks like they were drank, during your party, which he attended. And he was like, so I think, it'd be really nice if you could replace those. And it wasn't two fancy beers. It was two Coors Light. And so I was like, okay.
So you grabbed a dollar and slammed it against his chest.
Well, that was the thing. I was like, hey, why don't I do the quick math? I'll give you $5. And he's like, well, I wouldn't really buy $5 worth of beer. It would have to be a six pack.
Whoa.
And I was like, huh? And he was like, well, I think the adult thing to do would be to replace the pack of beer.
He just Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, he wanted you to replace the two beers that got taken with six beers.
Because you can't just buy two beers.
Who
I have to buy him a new six pack.
You could
because
probably,
it was my birthday and someone else drank them.
It's Charmin logic. Two yeah. equals six.
That's so funny.
Yeah, when they're like, this is 100 mega rolls. I'm
12
yeah.
equals 48.
That's the shit I just, that's such roommate shit.
That
yeah.
drove me nuts.
You know where I could see the line being blurred? You know where I could see myself being guilty? I don't think I did this, but I could see myself doing this is condiments.
Oh,
if
sure.
someone had sriracha, I could see myself using that up, and I could see at a certain point being fuck, you probably only got half of that sriracha that you bought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. can you buy the next bottle?
Yeah.
But that's also
yeah.
not an emergency situation where it's like, I need all the sriracha tonight.
Yeah. Right.
I was gonna mainline yeah. sriracha for a joke.
Yeah, yeah, but also I feel like it's very typical roommate etiquette. If you guys had a bunch of stuff of a thing, mm-hmm. and then you're down to the last one or the last two, if it's not mine and I wanted some and it's the last one, it's wrong of me to take the last one without 100%. Even saying hey, letting yeah. them know. And they were just being for very sure. entitled about it.
So weird. All right, let's move on. Am I the asshole for being vindictive and telling my soon-to-be ex-roommate's potential new roommate about her strict no-boys rule? Okay, so this is a roommate who's warning their roommates...
Their predecessor roommate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I, a 19-year-old woman, have lived in an apartment with Jess, a 21-year-old woman, for a year and a half. In that time, I've had one guy, my boyfriend, stay overnight a whopping total of three times. When I moved in, Jess said she didn't care about sleepovers. I guess that changed. So I always made sure to let her know when my boyfriend was coming over, and we were always respectful and tried to coordinate times when she wasn't going to be home. He also never mooched off of us, and we mostly hung out at his place because Jess was so insufferable to be around when you had guests. Jess and I recently got into a huge argument about it, and she said it's disrespectful of me to have a guy overnight. We clearly both have our own opinions about it and couldn't persuade the others, so I made arrangements to move in with my boyfriend, and Jess was going to find a new flatmate. Her, Kate, and her boyfriend came over to check the place out. I could tell Jess was irritated by that since she was only sharing with the girl and not the pair. At one point, Kate made a comment about the size of the bed, king size, and some comment to her boyfriend about the romantic nights they'd spend together. Here's where I may be the asshole. I knew that if Kate moved in, there would be some huge argument about her boyfriend in the near future, especially since she was making comments about him hanging out there. So while we were waiting for Jess to get some things from another room, I mentioned that she doesn't like her roommates having guys over at all, especially overnight. This seemed to concern the pair, and they asked Jess about it when she came back over. She looked really embarrassed and said, "I'm not, actually." The pair tried to pry for answers, but she said that if Kate moved in, her boyfriend couldn't stay for more than a few hours at a time, especially not overnight. This caused Kate and her boyfriend to leave. After they left, Jess blew up at me and accused me of sabotaging the meeting. I said that she's being ridiculous because there's no way in hell she's going to be okay with Kate and her boyfriend if she wasn't okay with me and mine. She called me vindictive and malicious to bring up her no boy rule. I said that I never technically broke her rules as we agreed on allowing sleepovers so long as we told the other person, but her views have clearly changed, but it's not my fault that she didn't tell me. Now she's infuriated with me. Am I the asshole? Holy shit, that's
wow.
A crazy person.
That's cut and dry.
Yeah, right? That's also very cut and dry.
I can't believe she like would lie.
Yeah, that's where she's really shitty.
Like, what?
Where she's like, I'm not actually, it's like, yes, you are. And then it took only a little bit for you to be like, okay, yeah, he can be here for a couple hours. It's like, what? Like, yeah. You just lied then.
You're like, you're adults. Like, it's, look, there, this is the type of story where I could see stuff being left out where, like, your boyfriend's loud and you guys are drinking all night and blasting music and you can hear rumblings through the walls. Like, that's a different thing. But she's not bringing that up. And, like, no. The fact that she wouldn't lay down ground rules with this new roommate. It's like having someone new come over with their dog and be like, oh, we're gonna live here. And then after they move in being like, oh, by the way, I'm allergic to dogs. You can't have dogs.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah, it's like feels like scammy.
It's scammy.
It's super scammy.
It's scummy, it's scammy.
It's just weird and it's controlling.
Yeah.
I can relate to this because a roommate having a significant other over is totally fine. I do think the line, and I think we learned this when we had roommates, is if that significant other stays the night consecutively for months, it's like, that's a roommate.
That's
yeah. No longer yeah. your boyfriend or girlfriend spending the night.
Yeah.
That becomes a whole different situation.
The same beer replacement roommate wanted their significant other to like move in because they stayed over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, you know, they're already here a lot. Like, they're using water, electricity, like they should, you know, split. And his solution was, yeah, we'll split the cost of my room.
No, that's not the same.
No, you're already, what the fuck?
You guys aren't sharing every shower and every shit you take on the
right.
Toilet.
It's like, I want you to for sure pay half of your rent. I just want to make sure this is right for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. If this person wants to spend any decent amount of quality time with their boyfriend, that means she's probably having to sleep at his place a lot. She's not getting to utilize her home.
Yeah.
Her rent should be cheaper at yep. that point because she's utilizing less of the necessities
yeah.
and stuff.
Some comments here. Not the asshole. Kate doesn't deserve to move in and then be told her boyfriend can't sleep over, especially if she is also paying rent. You didn't deserve that either. I would absolutely tell any potential roommate so that someone isn't locked into a lease agreement with someone like Jess. Someone else said, not the asshole, she was being dishonest. A potential new roommate has the right to know the truth before moving in. Absolutely. Yeah, the lying part is the weirdest part to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to move in with someone and they go, hey, I feel this way. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, you're weird, but fine. If they establish that rule before you move in, cool. But
sure.
Otherwise.
Yeah, it's just, it feels like she's trying to like, I don't know, what's the word for like when a bunch of nuns live together?
A convent.
Yeah, it feels like she's like trying to keep this place like a convent and just like not, like it just feels like she's putting her own morals into something.
It feels like there's more going on.
Very much
so. There's more going on.
I have actually been in a situation kind of similar to this. So my roommate had this girlfriend that like, she would stay over several nights in a row. And so I ended up having to have a conversation of just like, hey, I don't have a problem with like your girlfriend staying over or whatever, but it'd be nice if there was some like breaks in between because otherwise it's just a third roommate.
Right.
And I really don't want a third roommate.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, he would understand that. So the rule was kind of like three nights in a row and then maybe a break would be
mm-hmm,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
So like it felt weird to even put stipulations on that. But one issue was they always hung out in the kitchen. He had his own room, but they always hung out in the kitchen.
Mm.
And that's all they would do, is they were hanging out in the kitchen. And at one point, I had gotten into an argument with one of them, and, like, the vibe totally changed. Like, they were the entire, like, if I wanted to go to the kitchen, it would just be, like, everything was silent. and no eye contact or whatever. And I'm not playing that. So eventually I was just like, hi, she can't stay here anymore. And he was like, what? And I'm like, you guys are, it's a really weird vibe when I'm in my own home and neither of you are willing to talk about it. And I don't like that. I'm paying rent. She is not. I am choosing that either we're going to talk this out like adults and figure out a way for us all to be comfortable and make the vibe happen, or this has to change.
Right. Yeah, I remember hearing about all this stuff, and that was
Do you remember part two?
It was a very crappy situation, and they were very immature.
Yeah, roommates are going to roommate.
Like they sure are.
Ruminating.
I ruminate.
All right, let's move on to the next one. We've got some bangers today.
We do.
And MASH? Okay.
Am I the asshole for asking my roommate to be more polite toward my guests? Oh, flip side of it.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So I, a 20-year-old woman, live with Erica, who's a 27-year-old woman.
I don't think that's
She's
her name.
Usually nice and cleans up after herself and all that stuff, but we had an issue recently. Last week, a guy, Josh, 21, I'm seeing, came over sometime in the evening. When he arrived, she was in the kitchen cooking some kind of curry. Josh and I went up to my room almost right away, and once we got up there, he sort of awkwardly said that he absolutely hates the smell of curry. Can't really be around it because it makes him want to barf, and he had to leave. The last time before that, when Josh slept over, apparently Erica was blowing her nose an ungodly number of times in the morning. He could hear it because her room shares a wall with the bathroom, and it grossed him out a ton. Apparently, he also heard her fart super loud when he went to the bathroom late at night once, too. Basically, he thinks she's super gross and as a result can barely stand to be at our house. We've actually had discussions about getting serious, but he said the Erica thing is holding him back from it since he didn't feel like he could date me if he didn't think I had the kind of friends he'd want to be friends with or set up with his friends.
I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
Or be set up with his friends. This morning, Josh came over and Erica was hard boiling eggs, and again, the kitchen smelled like farts and he had to leave.
Okay.
I love that her roommate is Shrek Fiona. Okay.
That's how he sees her.
I confronted Erica about trying to be a little less loud, cook less smelly food all the time because I feel like it's really rude towards Josh that she's literally making him so uncomfortable that he needs to drive back to his house 25 minutes away and waste all that gas. To my surprise, Erica, who is normally calm and polite, I've never seen her mad before, even when I accidentally ruined some of her expensive kitchen stuff. She didn't even ask me to pay for it because accidents happen. Got really angry and said that she wasn't going to adjust her whole life for random people that I'm sleeping with. I was really hurt by the random people comment because it's not like I'm sleeping with different strangers all the time, and told her all the things Josh had said about her just being generally disgusting, like with the nose blowing sounds and the farting, and she said her bodily functions were going to happen like it or not. I was still hurt and told her it was no wonder she was still single at her age. Damn.
Please.
That she couldn't show basic respect to other people, and also said the thing Josh said about not wanting to be serious with me because he thinks I surround myself with bad, impolite people. Erica then said the reason he isn't committing to you has nothing to do with me. It's because you're gullible enough to believe him when he feeds you crap like that. Once again, I'm not changing my life or magically stopping my bodily functions because of someone who has not said more than two words to me at a time. I basically just walked away crying at how much it had escalated, and now I'm posting here.
Oh my God, bro. I have so much to say.
Please.
I mean, okay. This guy sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
This guy sucks.
A lot.
Those kinds of people who have to blow their nose and fart, that's just a person.
Yeah.
This
literally,
guy's, this
I farted
guy,
three times since this story.
I think this guy's is a racist piece of shit, and he's being shitty about her. Because the curry was like the first red flag. If you're just like disgusted by the curry, the smell of curry, I'm like,
that's a recurring.
What is your palate, dude?
That is a recurring bit here on Reddit stories is people really judging other people's food.
Yeah, and saying
that it's generally like you're the asshole.
Yeah, but saying those kinds of people is like, okay, it's a done deal. You're weird. Yeah. Like, I can't believe like that this, and it sucks that this the OP is like, yeah, you need to make yourself smaller for this man I'm seeing. Like,
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I also don't like that he said like, you should hang out with people I can set my friends up with.
Oh yeah,
this is fucking crazy.
This is a very specific type of guy
and it's not a good one. And what's crazy is when people write these stories, they write it, you can't help it. You try to write yourself a little bit like the hero.
Yeah.
So if this guy is coming across this bad to us, like, how bad is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's OP is 20, the guy is 21, and her roommate is 27.
Okay.
And I think that's also just like, once you're, like, as you go through your 20s, you start to, like, be like, you know what, man, I'm a fart at home.
Yeah. I bottle mine up.
You know what? That's maturity.
That's true.
That is truly maturity. That's being like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm at home. I am literally at home in my bedroom. I'm gonna be blowing my nose. I'm gonna be farting. I'm gonna cook the food I like. Like this it guy. Sounds... This guy. This. Sorry.
No, please.
The funniest thing. This is like sitcom funny. Like this. This is a line I wish I'd written like in a pilot of him being like, babe, I want to be serious with you. I want to, like, babe, I want to get married someday, but I don't know if I can because your roommate fucking farts. Like, that's what he said!
Yeah.
That's what he said!
And the thing is, too, like, ideally, like, the one issue that I ever got from that other roommate is the fact that she was, like, some random guy, and at first I was like, ooh, that's a little slut-shamey. And then I realized, oh, 20 and 21, they haven't known each other that long, and he's literally just like, I want to marry you, but she's stinky.
No.
And
I'm
like,
okay, well. It's not even married. Y'all are children. Because in the beginning, she says, a guy I'm seeing, she's saying getting serious, she wants him to just be her boyfriend. He's a fuckboy, and he's just coming around to, like, you know.
You're
and
so right. And the roommate, is, the roommate you know, is right in that it's like...
Opposite fart.
The roommate is right in that...
Sorry.
Jail.
Sorry.
The roommate is correct that it's like, the reason he's not committing has anything to do with her. Like, he's not committing because he doesn't want to commit to her, and he's making up excuses of why he's like, I can't be around that often, babe. I'm sorry. It's good.
We just had sex. I can't stay and cuddle because I smell curry. I gotta go.
Exactly. Actually, I'm gonna relate this back to my life again, because I've had a lot of roommates, right? In college, I did have one roommate who cooked food that was very stinky. However, it had nothing to do with anybody's background. Mm. He chose bacon and onions as his exclusive food. He would cook the bacon and then cook the onions in the bacon grease. Sounds great, smells bad. We didn't have AC, there was no way to like get the air out.
And so it just smelled like— That's a thick smell.
It's a thick stank. And the grease hung in the air. And I never said a word to him. And I will say though, I did have a lot of trouble finding romantic partners at that time. Nothing to do with the bacon and onions. Nothing to do with the bacon and onions. So.
So there's some comments here. OP is so insufferable, but I'm also cracking up at this Josh person. He can't smell curry. Hard-boiled eggs drive him out of a house. A woman farted in her own room while he was taking a shit in a house he doesn't own. And he thinks she's gross? Good God, someone come get this man.
Don't call him a man. He's a baby.
No, he's not a man.
He
he's
is a baby.
Boy.
That is a baby. You're the asshole. It's her home, too. If Josh is so uptight about a woman doing unwomanly things in the comfort, safety, privacy of her own house, maybe you two can shack up at his house, where women don't fart. Hashtag Team Erica. LMAO, this has to be fake. Just in case, you're the asshole massively.
Yeah, I think I actually did hear this one a long time ago. But it's so funny to hear it again. It's still just as infuriating.
Yeah, and also he has that... He doesn't live there. He has no right to dictate what other people are
doing. He thinks he has the
right. And she didn't have a problem with her before he was in the picture.
Yeah.
So no.
And also the difference, like,
I love the her admitting, like, and she's always been really nice, especially when I fucked up her really expensive shit and she was really nice about it. It's like, okay, dude, you owe this woman.
Yeah.
But like the age difference between 20 and 27 is more than 7 years.
Yeah.
It's more than 7 years. Because there's a lot of growing and maturity that happens at that time.
The comment also of this is why you're single at your age of 27 is
in the world.
Time to put her out to pasture.
Time to put her on an iceberg and just push her
out. Just keep staring at the sunset, Lenny. Think of the rabbits.
It's fucking ridiculous. All right, moving on. Am I the asshole for using my vegan roommate's pans and utensils?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
She's from Vegas.
I, a 20-year-old woman, have been living with two roommates, also both 20, and women. I'm not vegetarian, but one of them is. When we moved in together, the vegan roommate said she did not want meat in her Tupperware, on her pots, pans, or her cooking items like spatulas, plates, utensils, spoons, etc. She had lived in another apartment before, so she brought all of her own items and kept them separately in one cabinet. And me and the other girl shared other stuff that we bought, that we brought. In the fridge, we each claimed a row and then had shared condiments, and we all had our own cabinet for our snacks and cooking supplies like seasoning and oil. It was all good. She would do her dishes with her own separate dish brush and store them separately. She was barely home due to school and work, but was very clean, and the few items we split for the place, paper towels, dish soap, she always paid for, along with splitting some decor like a kitchen rug, coffee table, and couch. My other roommate had been in a rush yesterday morning and not cleaned the pans from last night or today, and I was in a rush too. My vegan roommate wasn't there, and I borrowed a plate, two pans, and spatula from her cabinet to make some French toast, eggs, and bacon. I figured I could just clean it after class and she'd never know. She came home early before I did, and she asked if someone had used her pans and items to make anything. And I said, yeah, sorry, that our pans were dirty and it was an emergency. She said that it was fine, but she specifically asked us to not use her stuff, and she was upset that I disrespected her boundaries. She said that I could go ahead and keep the plate, pans, and spatula, and she moved all of her cookware to her room. She just brings it out as she needs it. She asked if I would just buy her new pans, but I said no, and she dropped it. It's been a little tense. She barely talks to me, but I don't see why. I offered to clean the dishes for her right away, but she said don't bother. It was just eggs and bacon, not that deep. My other friend is vegetarian, but way more chill, and said I'm the asshole for not offering to buy her new pans. It's $25. But I don't see why I should accommodate her personal fear of meat, having once touched her dishes.
Because you used her stuff and broke her boundaries?
Yeah.
Like, when you set a boundary with someone, mm-hmm. like, you don't have to agree to that boundary, but then you don't live together or you don't work together, like, all that kind right. of stuff. If someone sets a boundary and you're like, okay, then, like, great, you're entering into a contract mm-hmm. with that person. Yeah.
And it's true, they agreed to it.
You agreed to it. It's like keeping a kitchen kosher. It shouldn't matter the reason, whether it's as big as something like your religious preferences or your food preferences, mm-hmm. or it could just literally be like, I'm a germaphobe, don't touch my pans.
Yeah, she invalidated the roommate by doing that. Also, she made a point to clean them as well as she could when she was done. I feel like she could have just done a really quick and easy rinsing off of her own pans that she shares with the other 100%. Roommate in the same amount of time. And it's just eggs and bacon. You mean the two, probably the most obvious things that a vegan would want to avoid? Mm-hmm. And vegans, there are people who are vegan because they just, like, you know, for health stuff. But, like, there's also people who are really hardcore vegans because of not just health or nutrition, mm-hmm. but because of, like, moral standards, not or moral, just, you know.
Yeah. No, like, it freaks them out. They don't want to be dealing with that.
Yeah.
Also, what I'm questioning, you know, I like to cook and I love breakfast foods.
I was about to ask this.
She's in a super rush where she can't clean this plate, but she makes eggs, bacon, and French toast.
French toast is an ordeal.
You made a fucking whole banquet there.
No, like, that's the hole in the story for sure. She said I was in a rush, and
if you're in a rush,
to justify
you made
herself.
Eggs.
Yeah, you made some eggs.
You're in a rush.
You grab bread.
You go to the Starbucks drive-thru.
Yeah.
Like, you just like
no.
You,
well, no, they're not going to the Starbucks drive-thru if they're not going to buy a $25 pan.
True.
Like
very
I get that,
true.
But like. French toast is an ordeal if you do it right.
Also,
and
like,
boy, oh boy.
I rarely, French toast, eggs, and bacon? Damn, that's a lot of food.
Like, there's already eggs in the French toast. I mean, damn.
Yeah. So someone points this out in the comments. Oh no, I'm running late. Better make some French toast. Is not a thought that has ever even come close to entering my mind. You can't rinse a pan, but you can make what my family would call a full Saturday morning breakfast? Okay, dude.
Yeah, that's Easter. That's Mother's Day.
I love French toast. I only ever make it on Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't make that before you go to class or work.
You're just eating the bread if you're late, bro.
Yeah.
You're not.
You're the asshole. Nothing you wrote was an emergency. You could have washed the dirty stuff, or you could have skipped breakfast and bought something on your way out. You need to replace her roommate's stuff. She set a boundary, and you violated it. It doesn't matter your opinion. It's her stuff. She gets to set the rules around it, not you.
Yeah.
There's one French toast emergency that I can think of, and that's a guy goes, poof, make me some French toast right the fuck now in that pan.
And
then
the eggs.
And
oh my
then
God.
You make it. Yeah. Eggs too. Yeah. Eggs in the French toast and the eggs. And
yeah.
Don't forget the vanilla extract. I gotta.
Is it imitation? No, I want the one from the beaver asshole. That's how they make vanilla.
Oh my God. And you know, like, it really sucks. It really sucks because the vegan did everything they could to make it not happen. And specifically this to not happen. Mm-hmm. So I feel really bad.
She moved her stuff to a room, and in my head, I first was like, oh, that's a bit much. And then I'm like, no.
You can't trust.
No, with a roommate, yeah, that's what you got to do. Because she's going
to
use that shit again.
That's what a lot of roommates have to do sometimes.
So going back to the whiskey thing, at that time, I was like, well, I don't trust my roommate anymore. So right next to my bed was like, I would make cocktails for guests or whatever. So like, I have this whole like menagerie of like different kinds of alcohols, and like, again, I'm not like chugging alcohol every night, but I'm just looking at it, I'm like, this looks really bad right next to my bed.
You look like you sleep with a whiskey bottle on your pillow. Yeah, that's funny.
Why should I break the family tradition?
But yeah, there are roommates that like, they have an entire apartment in their own room because they can't operate with the roommate. I simply had to give up on like keeping much stuff in my fridge when I had one of my roommates because there's just usually no room or space to. So I just found it was easier to be the type of roommate that unless you literally went into my bathroom or into my bedroom, you wouldn't know I lived there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've talked about a lot of bad roommates. I had, you know, you were a wonderful roommate. I've had one roommate that I've lived with twice, two separate times, and I gotta say, good roommates are out there.
Yeah, they are.
Good giving roommates are out there. Like literally at any time, if I was like, hey man, I'm out of milk. Can I have your milk? He'd be like, go for it. He would say that no matter what.
Totally.
He'd be like, I'm starving, I don't have any snacks. He's like, I got cereal, go for it. And then I would do that in return. And it was just such a nice, like, reciprocal, communal, like, we each had our own stuff, but it was just like, hey, I see your situation, I understand it.
It's like, well, it's, you know, it's a relationship. It is a weird relationship because it's a relationship with often a stranger in many ways, but you still communicate and you set those boundaries and you just respect each other's boundaries.
And it's two different people that were raised like in a vacuum. Like you only know what your family did. You only know what your family did. I only know what's normal for my family. And now it's like, let's put them together and watch what happens.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I have one roommate story that just comes to mind. This was very early on when I moved in with all these roommates.
Yeah.
And I came in and this was after a rough day. I come into the kitchen, I sit down at the kitchen table, and our roommate's making some eggs. This is late at night. This is like 9, 10 p.m. He's making eggs. She's like, hey, man, how's it going? I'm just like, ah, you know, man, it's going all right. And he's just like, ah, dude, oh, okay. Like, he's just like, cool, man. Like, he's talking and stuff, and I'm just like, got broken up with today. And he's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. You want some of my eggs? Like, ditch me like some plain scrambled eggs onto a plate. I was like, thanks, man. Like, it was just very sweet.
Oh,
and this
my
is like
God.
The first like couple days of me moving in. I was like,
oh, damn.
This it felt like the beginning of a sitcom. Like, it was very like hey,
or
man,
the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, you know the roommate. He's great.
It reminds me of the vanilla milk thing.
Vanilla milk. Yeah.
This is an us story.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend who was over. This is later on, a girlfriend who was over, and she it was late at night, and she's like, I am fucking starving. And like, Davey comes out of his room, you're probably playing like Dark Souls or something.
Probably.
And we're like looking through the kitchen, like there was just, we were just out of everything at this time. And she's like, God, I'm starving, is there anything? And you're just like, you go, well, I could make some vanilla milk. Because you would make like
well,
a concoction.
Well, that's what I, when I learned that a lot of people don't drink vanilla milk.
would make a concoction, I knew about it. You would make vanilla milk.
What is it?
So you mix vanilla and milk. and that's it. So I thought that was a normal thing. And it's not.
Wait, can we tell the best roommate story of all time?
We know the same one.
I would often go and hang out in Damien's room. Sometimes he'd come to my back house that I lived in, and we would like chill. One time, my girlfriend was over, and we both were went in.
I wanted to show you guys a video of they had just gotten footage of like deep sea Humboldt squid. So it's like a black and white video of like Humboldt squids like popping up. Like it was a
like
really cool deal.
We knocked on your door and we were talking, and then you're like, oh dude, you got to come see this. And you're at your desk, and we watched this video together, and we're all standing there, and we watch it, and we finish it, and we're like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then we're all just kind of standing around. Like, so me and my girlfriend are kind of standing right behind Damien. Imagine this. Imagine we're both here. And we finished the video and we're like, awesome, that's so sick, yeah.
Well, get out.
I vividly remember somehow, I think you even had a hand, you're like, well,
get out. It was so great.
It was just so much silence, and it was so late, and I was like, I'm gonna go back to playing video games
yeah.
now.
And we all died laughing, and we were like, yeah, that wasn't disrespectful. That was just
I love it. I want a world like that.
Direct communication?
It was so funny.
And none of us knew I was neurospicy.
Yes.
That was just, so fucking funny.
To me, that was so normal.
It was fine. It was great.
We're done talking now.
Good.
All right. All right. Let's get another story in here. Okay, here's the last story. Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for a girl's wig after she shaved it because of me? There's this girl that lives in my uni halls. We're not roommates, but we are flatmates. Let's name her Kaya, 19. I, 19, both women, met her in September when we started university and moved into halls. We're not best friends, but we are friendly. We don't really spend much time together. Over time, my friends noticed that Kaya tried to copy me in everything. It started slowly, accessories and some clothes, nothing major. I didn't even notice until people started pointing it out to me. I have a rather distinct style and she started copying it. I don't own the style and she's free to wear what she likes, but it's the exact same copies of my outfits, which is very odd.
Hmm.
But then it started going further. I dyed my hair, she dyed her hair. I bought something for my room, she bought the same thing. I started chatting with a guy, she became obsessed with that guy to a point that whenever I had a male friend or guy I was interested in over, she would go out of her way to try and get their attention, coming down to the kitchen in nothing but a towel. She never used to do it, etc. She would do anything to attract attention. Now, don't get me wrong, I couldn't care less if the guy was looking, and even if it was my boyfriend looking, I'd have beef with him, not her, but the blatant attention-seeking behavior was just odd. I joined societies and sports, and after she found out, she joined the same ones I did. Basically, everything I do, she copies eventually. It's just really creepy, but I haven't said anything. I wouldn't even know what to say. Over the Easter break, my friend and I were at my family house, a bit drunk, and decided to test out whether Kaya really copies everything I do. I made a point on social media about shaving my head. My friend does hairdressing and she helped me out by faking my shaved head and I posted a photo with a shaved head. I deleted the photo a few days later and forgot about this whole thing. After Easter break was over, we had uni exams and I was focusing on that. Imagine my shock when I came back and Kaya had shaved her head. And she was pissed when she saw me. She started shouting how I lied to her and why would I do that? She went on and on and on, really angry. Admittedly, I ignored her and hid in my room. She sent me a text telling me that she expects me to pay for her wig as it's my fault she shaved her head. I replied that absolutely not, that it was not my fault, and she decided on her own to do that. She kept attacking me over it every time I saw her. It's been a few days since I came back from Easter break. My exams start tomorrow, and yesterday I received an email from my university asking me for a meeting over the issue. She reported me to uni over something she's done. I am genuinely confused. Was I really in the wrong? Am I the asshole for pretending to shave my head and refusing to pay for her wig? What?
Whoa.
What? This is just crazy enough to be real.
I think this is real. I think this is real.
I don't want to respond to that.
I don't fucking either.
Same.
Even Siri was like, I'm sorry, what are you guys looking for?
I beg your unbelievable pardon, Beeple Bop.
I mean, this is that movie.
Single white female. Yeah.
This is like a classic movie trope.
I read a children's book that was like this. Like literally.
Single white female.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basic instinct.
Holy shit. I totally believe like all the copying and stuff, like, cause I've heard those types
it's
of stories.
It's more common than you think.
But it's once she did copy and it wasn't that she's like going out of her way to be like, hey, I'm fucking mad. It's like, you'd be like, oh fuck. Like where it's like, she's living in a different world.
That's what's missing for me in this story. Not in terms of like someone's hiding something, but I want to know more. Like it's all out in the open now. She is saying, yeah. I shaved my head because you shaved my head. So it's like, okay, so you have been doing everything that I have been doing.
Yeah.
There's none of that in there. Like, is there anything of that in the comments or?
Let's see. The OP didn't respond to any comments. One comment says, not the asshole, but I'd be nervous if someone was that obsessed with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't feel safe around that individual at all. Someone else said, even with all the extra details, the meeting would be short. You posted a fake photo of a shaved head, and now this girl shaved her head. Isn't your responsibility. It's very creepy behavior and weird that she would report this. A normal person wouldn't. She needs help, and you need to stay away from her. Yeah, this person needs to Yeah,
it's unfortunate that this person either has like an unhealthy obsession that's probably brought on by like some actual
issues going on here.
Unaddressed serious issues that's like, because it's more common. I get served TikToks a lot where like someone will find somebody who follows them on Instagram and is copying their photos and outfits and basically duplicating their account, but to their own people. Like, it's very strange.
This is a form of, I mean, this is really like stalking. Like, she is stalking her, and it's that kind of, it's in that category. In a way, her reporting her might be a blessing because this is going to put it on the faculty's radar. And they'll be like, what the hell is this?
And that's the tough thing, because I want to sit here and be like, what? That's fucking crazy. But at the same time, like, we are all acknowledging, like, this is clearly a severe mental health issue. And that's the tough balance, because you want to call that out and be like, this is wild, which it is. But first, we have to worry about the other girl's safety.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, you are not safe in this moment, and I also want to take care of this other
person.
And just
attacking her every time she saw her, whoa.
This gets into the category of, like, I wouldn't even say asshole. I would say, like, this is one of those wild stories where it's like, oh my God. Like, and this is also a 19-year-old. Like, she's just fresh into the real world, probably doesn't understand her own mind, and this is all going on. This is deeply sad. My feelings aren't anger. My feelings are like, whoa. Uh-oh.
Kudos to OP, though, for the whole, like, the person showing up in the common areas, like, in just a towel to get this guy's attention. Because I know in a previous episode, there was a person who was shared in a shared dorm, would just not wear a bra under their shirt and was getting shamed for that. And the girl who was pissed got pissed at her, not her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So we got the better version of that in this.
That's what made me trust this narrator so much, too, because she was just like, hey, I would have actually been mad at the guy. Like, it's not her responsibility, not her fault. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and how she's like, I don't own the style. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she's done well. And this, frankly, didn't need to be posted on Am I the Asshole?
Yeah.
Like, no one's questioning.
Am I safe?
Where along the line do you think the line was crossed? Because I think it was crossed before the shaved head. I would say,
I'd say, like, when it's, like, time to ask them about it, you know, would be the hair dyeing. Because it's not like the OP had this hair color for a long time, then the asshole dyed the hair. It's like, OP dyed their hair, then the asshole immediately dyed their hair the same color. Then I would have, in a friendly way, be like, hey, so you like the style? Like, what do you think? Like, I've noticed that you've taken a lot of my stuff. Like, what do you think? Like,
it's also, you know, she's not the one noticing it. Everyone around her is also like, hey, what's going on there?
Yeah.
So it's like everyone in this hallway is going, we all noticed this. More people need to talk to this other woman.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
That's the tough part about this question, though, is because I don't think this is something that would generally come up in a healthy relationship of any kind, like when everybody is mentally healthy and safe. Because, like, you know, take you and I, for example, Shane. We're similar people in our humor, but, like, if I started switching to jeans and plaid and dyed my hair blonde, I wouldn't feel comfortable because I'd be like, oh, I kind of look like Shane now. Like, I would recognize that in myself, but I might see you wear that chain and go like, oh, where did you get that chain? Like, I asked you where you got that chain and be like, I kind of want one like that. Like, you can take little bits like that. Mm-hmm.
Inspiration is one thing. But she says outfits.
Yeah, if you had purple hair and tech wear, I think you would be aware that, like, oh, I think I'm kind of doing this thing.
Yeah. And if I was walking around going, do you know that I voice a character in Fire Emblem?
You'd be just like Courtney. And that's the weirdest thing. I'd be like, Courtney, have you seen Jane?
Yeah. There are relationships where I have friends where we wear similar stuff. Like, Kiana and I both bought the same tank top on the same day, I'm pretty sure.
But that's you both at the same time being like, oh, this.
Yeah, but, like, we have the same style, and it's, like, it's fun and friendly. I also, as a cast member, am conscious of, like, I wouldn't want to chop my hair off and cut my bangs to be a centimeter long because, like, we already have a person like that here. There's things that I'm conscious of. It really depends on your relationship with the person, and it doesn't sound like the OP knew the asshole very well.
No, she said they weren't really friends.
Yeah.
And it's the time period between she would change something, she would change something, she would change something, she would change something. And it was everything.
Yeah, I feel like I would honestly do the same thing that OP did, where it's like, I don't own the style. Who am I to be upset? Even if I naturally feel a reaction to someone copying my outfits and hair, that's on me. It's up to me how I choose to react to that situation. And if I wanted to ask about it in a playful, constructive way, maybe I could, but I think I would just pretend to shave my head.
We've had multiple this time where, look, I can just assume that a lot of these Reddit stories are fake, but we have no choice but to be like, they're real. And these would be things that if I saw it in a TV show, I'd go, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's like, holy shit, there are really people like this.
There really are. And like, look, again, I've only ever been on one other episode of this, but like the first story today was the only one that I was like, no way, man. Everything else is like, it's just crazy enough to be real.
Yeah,
like,
man.
People go through some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Well, thank you guys for joining me on this roommate adventure, and thank you all for watching. Next weekend, I will be joined by Tommy and Spencer, and we will be reading work stories. Work-related stuff, corporate, retail, service. You know, it gets real crazy at work.
Okay, work.
Work relationships, they're also nuts. Work. So we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Well. Get out!